Tell me maybe a little bit of backstory kind of behind the company, what we got going on.
Lived on the farm with my parents who got married, and we bought the largest mobile home they had at that time, which was only 25 feet wide, and that became our new home when we got married. And we moved it to Leeds, North Dakota, where my dad had a John Deere, and so I worked with them for a couple of years. That was in 1953 when we got married. So in 55, I got a call to come, if I was willing to come to Jamestown, give me a chance to work with the local church here. I had sold my little home that I bought a couple of times and got looking at something new in the area, because that was the first manufactured home that we even knew about. On the front of the house was painted in nice colors. Looked me over. People drove by and they asked if it was for sale. I said, yeah, why don't we sell it? We get a new one each time we sell it. So we decided then to go ahead and move to Jamestown July 1st of 55. We put our home up for sale immediately when we got here, because we had no other way to make a living. The first 2 years, we sold our home and moved into a new one 11 times.
Well, that tells you there's a market.
From there, we were able to make enough money to live and buy an extra house that we parked on the street up where we had our home parked. That was on the North Hill across from the college. Mm-hmm. There was a little mobile home parked there at the time. Now it's a shop. We had two pieces to have people look at in our house and that the inventory. And so that's what started the sales. 16 hours a day. I was the salesman, I was the setup, I was the pickup.
Everything. You were the entire crew.
So that's the way we got started. Business got busy enough that I had to hire somebody to help me. I hired a man to do the setup for me, and I kept selling. The business started growing, and we got to where there was so many homes we were selling, there's no place to park them. So in 1959, we decided to build our first mobile home park here in town, Holiday Park Village.
Right.
And then we filled that, had to expand into Western Park Village. Had an anxious salesman by that time who wanted to have his own place to have business for me. Mm-hmm. He wanted to go to Bismarck, so I went to Bismarck. There we went to Devil's Lake, Aberdeen.
How many locations did you have in the 80s? Was it like you expanded really a lot in the 80s, or what was it?
Well, parents took us kids to Florida every winter, but he said it was just as cheap to buy gas for the car to go to Florida as to buy fuel for the furnace to stay home. We ended up having a 250-space park in Florida, too. I think in 1996, I retired in Curtin. My son took over. And he expanded into Minot, Rapid City, Wyoming.
Jamestown and now Fergus Falls,
yeah.
Right?
And then we have Hermantown, which is in...
A total of six?
Total of six right now.
Okay.
Yep. We're still expanding.
So this is... Now a third generation company?
Yes.
That is awesome. That is really cool.
We just got done with Harvest Homes in Fergus Falls.
Right.
Purchased from them, and then we're just trying to expand west, east, north.
Sure.
Wherever
sure.
There's opportunity for us to be able to do.
Do you see it going into fourth generation?
I hope so. So I know you hope so.
Yeah. At 93, I don't have too much time left.